it was an absolutely massive display. We're talking about a procession that was 3 kilometers long. There were veteran model workers, there were giant wheat chiefs and engines, and of course there were thousands of goose-stepping soldiers and tanks and amphibious landing craft. In many ways, it really did seem to hark back to the processions of yesteryear. They do this every 10 years these days. They were more common in the earlier years of Communist Party rule. It began with Hu Jintao, who's president and chairman of the military commission, driving along to review all the military troops and hardware. And then he took to the rostrum of Tiananmen, which is the same spot, of course, where Mao Zedong proclaimed the founding of the People's Republic 60 years ago today. And he and the other senior leaders watched the procession from there. And so we saw this massive military parade pass by. And then after that, we saw a big civilian procession with all sorts of floats, with everything from China's astronauts on them to farm workers, wind turbines even we saw on some of the floats. This rather strange combination, as I said, of old and new. And then towards the end, you have these thousands upon thousands of doves scattering through the skies, and children rushing to salute their leaders in very carefully choreographed fashion.
But did you get the impression that all the people were happy with the celebrations? I mean, was the city full of celebration?
Well, the people of Beijing, despite the fact that this is a celebration of the People's Republic of China, the people of Beijing were told to stay at home and watch celebrations on television if possible. The police said that was to avoid complications. Only 30,000 people made it into the square, and they were pretty carefully selected. I don't really think there's a great feeling of jubilation here for that reason, because security has been so tight. Many people do take pride in the country's achievements. People have certainly said to me, well, you know, look how strong our military is. We don't get kicked around by other countries anymore. We're much better off than we were before. So there is some sort of sense of pride in the country's achievements there, but it's not, certainly not scenes of rejoicing throughout Beijing, and the authorities obviously don't appear to want them because they've told everybody to stay at home. And for example, if you live along the parade routes, you were told not to open your windows, not to go onto your balconies, not to invite guests around to watch it. It's certainly not a general party.
And was the ceremony supportive of the man who started it all, Mao Zedong?
Very much so. I mean, this was a ceremony that was really all about Communist Party rule. The anniversary of China is, of course, the anniversary of party rule itself. And one section of the procession was a series of giant portraits of the leaders, or most of the leaders. And so these giant portraits of the leaders were sort of borne past, rather oddly. That meant Hu Jintao and Jiang Zemin, his predecessor, were coming to face to face with their own pictures. But yes, right at the front was the man who started it all, Mao Zedong, and the slogan of Mao Zedong's thought was carried along with the marchers. And of course, that's rather strange in many ways because there's been this very distinct rupture. When they talk about the last 60 years, they're really talking about two sections of 30 years. And in the last 30 years, we've seen economic reforms that have really unwound much of what Mao did and much of what he was committed to.